I'm Lorraine Mendez with the GIS Evening News for Thursday, April 21. Coming up, auxiliary fees to be removed from secondary schools. Jamaica welcomes His Imperial Highness Prince Hermias Sale Selassie and National Identification System on track for 2020. The details after the break.
Since 2013, 347 persons have been interviewed by the police in relation to human trafficking cases. 61 investigations launched, 52 human trafficking raids conducted, 12 arrests made, 9 victims rescued, and 8 trafficking in persons cases brought before the courts. If you are a human trafficker, you will be caught and imprisoned for up to 20 years. Our security forces won't stop till human trafficking is eliminated from Jamaica.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons. Now the news. Jamaica on Thursday welcomed His Imperial Highness Prince Hermias Sale Selassie, grandson of former Emperor of Ethiopia Haile Selassie I. The prince's visit coincides with the 50th anniversary of his grandfather's historic three-day state visit to Jamaica on April 21, 1966. The prince traveled with his wife, Princess Saba Kibidi. After his arrival at the Normanmande International Airport at approximately 11 a.m., His Imperial Highness was greeted by government officials, including Culture Minister Olivia Grange and Transport Minister Mike Henry. During a subsequent press conference, the prince thanked the government and people of Jamaica for the warm reception extended to him and his delegation.
It's a great honor to be 50 years hence in Jamaica, retracing the steps of my grandfather. And what we hope to do is use that experience as a point of reflection so that we can be inspired to commemorate this great event with the whole of Jamaica. I'm very much looking forward to meeting more people and to share this big occasion with everyone.
His Imperial Highness later addressed members of the Rastafarian faith who had gathered to greet him. The prince's visit will incorporate several activities, including laying a floral tribute at the shrine of Marcus Garvey in National Heroes Park and a visit to Jamaica College. He will also pay courtesy calls on the Prime Minister and Leader of the Opposition, as well as visit Haile Selassie High School. The Education Ministry has announced plans to increase subvention to secondary schools as it moves to abolish auxiliary fees for the upcoming school year. Portfolio Minister Senator Ruel Reid says the current contribution of $11,500 that the ministry pays for each student will be increased to $19,000.
We will honor our commitment for the next school year. This school year has not changed. It remains September to August. So when you look in the current budget, you'll see the allocation for the period that runs up to March 31. So there's $2 billion. So you can add $2 billion thereabout to what is already in the budget, which will cover the other part of the school year.
Senator Reid was speaking at the Aspiring Principals Program presentation ceremony held at the University of the West Indies Wednesday. He adds that the ministry will be meeting with all stakeholders, including principals and the Jamaica Teachers Association, regarding removal of the fees. The National Identification System, NIDS, initiative remains on track for full implementation by 2020. NIDS is expected to become the primary source for identity verification and authentication in Jamaica and will enable citizens to benefit from more efficient access to government services. The project is being implemented by the Office of the Prime Minister through funding from the Inter-American Development Bank, the IDB. Phase 1 was completed in 2011, and Phase 2, set to begin this financial year, is estimated to cost $500,000. Some of the activities under this segment will include submission and approval of the NIDS policy, implementation of the related legislation, and establishment of the institutional framework. The third phase will see the completion of the NIDS hardware and software system rollout and the activation of the National Registration Commission. In the meantime, government has allocated $14.98 million to continue the development of the system. The money has been made available in the 2016-2017 estimates of expenditure. And construction of new offices downtown Kingston to house the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade is expected to get underway this fiscal year. A sum of $666 million has been set aside in the 2016-2017 estimates of expenditure, now before the House of Representatives, to carry out the works. The new facility will provide adequate accommodation for staff, meeting and conference rooms, and waiting areas for diplomats and other visitors. The relocation of the ministry is also aimed at contributing to the redevelopment of downtown Kingston. The project is being implemented by the ministry through funding from the Government of Jamaica and the People's Republic of China. It is expected that 10% of the project will be completed this fiscal year. That was the GIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.